Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
The Naperville Park District. They provide recreation and park experiences that enhance the quality of life. They are the proud sponsors of the show. Check out your front door and your mailbox. It says the new winter 2015 program guide is out now. Check out the West Naperville Park District. Divine Beauty Lux Spa. They are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of the sun questions. Check out DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com or give them a call for an appointment now. Look sun and summer bronze this Christmas and give them a call at 630-585-7122. The Naperville Trolley and Tours, they have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Give them a call and book your next ride at 630-420-2223. Pope Family Dental, home of the one-visit smile. And just one visit, you get a full set of teeth or a single crown. Dr. Pope uses 3D CAD-CAM technology to make crowns in one visit. Mention this show for special pricing. Dr. Pope offers crowns for as low as $7.99. That's $7.99 for a permanent, long-lasting, beautiful crown. Pope Family Dental, located in downtown Naperville. Check out PopeFamilyDental.com. Arthur Murray Dance, they have locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They did event dancing just the best way to teach it. Take it from me, and they teach very, very well. That's from me, my own personal testimonial. I have to say, if it wasn't for Arthur Murray in Naperville, we wouldn't have won the Mirror Ball Trophy. Yep, James Dutton over there, the owner of Arthur Murray Dance, and I, we danced our way to win that Mirror Ball Trophy at Naperville's Dancing with the Celebrities. I love taking dance lessons there, so check them out. ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or give them a call for your first free lesson. 0-355-240. Get motivated, get fit. Let Stacey Boyer get started. She is a personal trainer and author. She holds a Master of Fitness and Sciences through the ISSA with a BA in Social Sciences. He's an educator, a motivational speaker, fitness competitor, mother of two. Yep, he does it all. Contact her now for your online or in-person life-changing experience. Check out Stacey at motivatingyou.com. That's Stacey at M-O-T-I-V-A-N-U, motivatingyou.com. All service to the paper. Service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-MO-TI-V-A-N-U. Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique Naperville steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out SullivanSteak.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. It's one of my favorite places on this planet Earth. And you know, they have a beautiful holiday lights display, so check out that lights display in the evening hours in the heart of Naperville, downtown Naperville. Check out napersettlement.org for hours there. Zirconi's, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family-owned and operated. Check them out at www.zirconi's.com. Order a pizza or make a reservation is 630-717-9530. And if you order the Dolly Special, they'll give you 10% off. What is the Dolly Special? Well, you got to call them and find out. I've talked about it on this show. If you know it, 10% off for the Dolly Special. It is my favorite pizza. Check out Perconis.com. Again, the number 630-717-9530. They also have a Southside Naperville location for those of you out south. The Dolly McCarthy Show is also sponsored by the official alarm company of this show, I should say, NapervilleAlarm.com. Serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years. They provide security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Yep, I just had one of these installed in my home It is awesome because I can see when the alarm goes off when I'm not at home through my smartphone. And I can even see when my kids come home at night and what time they came home at night. It's all on my smartphone, and I get alerts on there too. They have system monitoring starting as low as $19 per month, and Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount. Give them a call too, 630-885-7055. And finally, the Dolly McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by the following.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Center. Voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
I said hello.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey, my little nephew, Jakey. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show, the good show, I like to call it, that airs every Thursday morning live on Blog Talk Radio, but you can also hear it rebroadcast on 89.9 FM in Chicago, as well as not only Blog Talk, but Slam Internet Radio, Tueyville Radio, and soon to be coming WCKG in their studios are based in Oak Brook. This show airs live, like I said, every Thursday morning from 9:30 until 10:30. For those of you that are new and just joining us, and I want to welcome all my new listeners from Tueyville.com Internet Radio. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for your Facebook messages. I really appreciate that. I'm glad you guys are all enjoying the show. I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. Every week, I bring you good topics to discuss, good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh, right? And if it's at my expense, so be it. I also welcome your calls, so call me. Today, we have a lot of fabulous giveaways. It's a tight show, so we're going to try to get to as many calls as we can. But if not, as you know, I like to do giveaways on my social media. So check out and like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. And this whole month, it's a holiday month. The holidays are here, folks. It's time to celebrate. And I have amazing giveaways because it's time again for Dolly's Favorite Things. And we're giving away some of my favorite things. So it's the holidays. Like I said, I keep repeating that. I want to say it's Christmas time. I'm trying to be PC here, include everybody, but it's Christmas time. And what better time to give away gifts? That's it. And we've got the gifts for sure all the whole month of December. So tune in and call in. And like I said, go on my social media. But the number to call in is 347-945-7215. And I'm going to tell you right now, a couple announcements first, but then I'm going to go into my favorite things, actually. Okay, let's get organized here this morning. It's only 9:30 in Chicagoland. It's freezing here. We have barely any snow. It's just freezing. We have a tiny bit of snow on the grass here at my outside my townhouse here, tiny bit, and we're hoping for a white Christmas, that's for sure. But a couple things this weekend, I want to let you know about a couple of exciting things going on this weekend that the Dolly McCarthy Show is sponsoring. We have the Tri-City Family Services 6th Annual Snowflake Shuffle. It's a 5K run and walk. I'm going to get to the favorite thing. Don't worry. Already people are calling up and wanting to win. You don't even know what they are. How do you know you want these things? You might not like them. I'm going to get to them in a second, but first some important announcements. Tri-City Family Services 6th Annual Snowflake Shuffle 5K Run and Walk. The Dali McCarthy Show is a proud sponsor of this event. This is Saturday morning, folks. I'm going to be out there with my kids. 7 a.m. registration. You might want to pre-register online so you don't have to get there at 7 a.m. because the shuffle starts at 9 a.m. Rain, snow, or sunshine. That's what they say here. It's going to be a sunny, snowy day, let's hope. And I love this event because people that turn out for this, they all dress up. They wear reindeer costumes or in Santa Claus costumes. They have reindeer ears, flashing holiday lights all over them. They dress like Christmas trees. It's a great time. Very festive environment. Santa Claus will be there, and the mayor of Geneva, Kevin Burns, will be joining me. We're going to kick off the 5K run walk. You can do either one. I'm going to do a little bit of both. I'm a combo girl. I like to do a run, a little bit of walking. I always wanted to be a runner. Okay, I digress. So come on out and join me. We'll be there. You can go online and register. Go to www.tricityfamilieservices.org. The race is so important. It increases awareness of Tri-City Family Services' mission to provide affordable, compassionate counseling and mental health services to teens, their families, and community members across all ages and income levels. It all starts at the Mill Creek Clubhouse in Geneva, folks. 7 a.m. is registration. Like I said, register online. And meet me there at 9 a.m. We're going to run and walk together. The best part about this, I mentioned this in the past month as I've been promoting this on my social media and on the radio show. The best part about this is after the run and walk, they have this huge, huge dessert buffet table with these cute little ladies, these cute little old ladies that make all these homemade goodies. Not store-bought. They are amazing homemade goodies. So that is the best part. So get on over there. $35 for adults to run, $25 for children and teens, and free for kids 5 and under. And you're doing a great thing in our community by supporting Tri-City Family Services, one of my favorite non-for-profits in the area. Let's hear it for Tri-City. Okay, guess what? This is something, this is a great way to celebrate the holidays in the most delightful way. Take the entire family, that's what I'm doing this weekend, to an absolutely eye-popping song and dance-filled supercalifragilistic production of Disney and Cameron McIntosh's Mary Poppins at the beautiful Paramount Theater in downtown Aurora. Yes, this I'm so excited. My girls are so excited to see this show. It's Chicago's hottest musical theater director, Rachel Rockwell, fresh from her Goodman debut with Brigadone, returns to the Paramount to direct and choreograph a huge production that has Paramount's creative team's collective imagination soaring. Expect beautiful scenery that takes audiences all over Victorian England, statues that come to life, enormous dance numbers on the ground and on the rooftops of London performed by Chicago's top musical theater professionals, and lush orchestrations for such, did I say that right? Orchestrations? Yes, for such iconic songs such as Spoonful of Sugar and Chim Chimney, that's it. And, of course, my favorite, Oh, It's a Jolly Holiday with You, Mary. Okay. You know what I'm talking about. this show runs through January 4th, 2015. Yes, 2015 is coming quick, folks. At the Paramount Theater, Mary Poppins. Check it out. It's in Aurora, right across the street from the casino there. You all know where that casino is. The Paramount is a beautiful theater there. The show runs Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. There's usually two shows each day, but Thursdays and Fridays, there's one evening show. I'm going to be heading out to the Sunday afternoon show, 1 o'clock this Sunday. Tickets are, they range in price from $41 to $54. And you can call the box office there at the Paramount or go to their website, theparamounttheater.com. The box office number is 630-896-6666. The show runs about 2.5 hours with one intermission. I'm so excited. I love Mary Poppins. Who doesn't love Mary Poppins? What a great way to get out with the family and have some quality time together for sure. Okay, real quick too, Saturday, December 6th, we're going to be out to support the Holiday Karaoke fundraiser for Make-A-Wish at the Naperville VFW Hall. Food catering provided by one of the Dolly McCarthy Show sponsors, Bricconi's. Karaoke party starts at 6, and I hope to be there right at 6:30 to kick off the karaoke-ing. Y'all know I love karaoke, so I'm really looking forward to this one. So come on out and support Make-A-Wish. This is a great opportunity and a very festive environment, and they have raffles and all kinds of fun things, and I promise not to hog the mic too much. I promise. But I can't help it. So get there early if you want to be a part of this. You know what? Every year around Christmas time, the holidays are here, and I always list my favorite things. Before I go through the list, I have a guest online because I just discovered this place. There's not too many of these places out there, but they're starting to pop up quickly, and they have one of these places, and I'm about to say the name, in downtown Naperville, and I just was strolling along downtown Naperville, and I ran into this David's Tea. I hope I got it right. David's Tea. Yes, David's Tea. I was going to say David's Keys, but it's David's Tea. And I walked in there, and I thought it was just, you know, tea. Tea is tea, right? Maybe green and white and black. Yeah, we got variety there. This place blew me away. It's David's Tea, and it's one of my favorite things for the holidays, and they have amazing gifts in there, giveaways in there, teacups, and I'm all about tea. I love tea rooms and taking my girls out for tea. But this place is over the top. They've got varieties of teas, and I invited the store manager of the Naperville location to come on the show today, and she joins me now. Please welcome Tiffany Smith. Applause, applause, everybody. Tiffany Smith is on the line again, the manager of Naperville's David's Tea.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Dolly.
Awesome. Well, I wanted to include David's Tea on my favorite things list because it is now absolutely one of my favorite places to go. I think I've been in there like 10 times since yesterday.
Wonderful.
You know what I love about it?
Getting hooked quick.
It is. Tea is all good for you, right? But you guys offer such variety. So tell us a little bit about David's Tea for those of us or those of them listening. Besides myself, now I know all about David's Tea. What is it that makes David's Tea so unique?
So we have over 150 different varieties of loose leaf tea. We cater to everybody. We want to make tea fun and accessible for the entire world. Tea is the second most consumed beverage on the planet and only second to water. So we want to spread the joy and love that people want to drink and enjoy tea. It's something fun, something you can do together. And here at David's Tea, we have over 150 varieties. We have everything from your traditional straight teas to super fun things like Forever Nuts and Read My Lips. We have really fun, clever, cheeky titles of some of our teas. And we just love to spread our joy for drinking tea and want to share it with everybody. We want everyone to be making loose leaf tea at home. We want to share our love with the world and show people how to make tea at home and enjoy it. You can also come in for just a cup of tea, and we want to walk you through the experience. So we want you to have a good time in the store. Like you said, you've been back even since the other day, since your first visit in the store. So it's a fun and inviting place, and you were talking about the holidays earlier. So, of course, holiday shopping. We have all of your holiday shopping needs for relatives and loved ones and also for yourself as well.
Yeah, I was in there with my daughter yesterday, and I pointed out a few things. Hint, hint, what I want in my stocking or under the tree.
Yes, make your own shopping list. Nobody has to do any guesswork. You can just hand over your shopping list, give us their location, 50 South Main Street, downtown Naperville, and they can come in and check us out.
Well, perfect. You guys do a great job over there. And Tiffany, your staff is a delight. They're so fun. When I got so excited about the teas, but they were even more excited than me.
We are. It's an amazing place to work. David's Tea is wonderful, and you can see that we have a genuine passion for the tea. We love the products. It's not us selling something to you. It's us telling you about something that we love and enjoy, and we want you to love and enjoy it as well.
Mm-hmm. And it's perfect to have tea around the holidays while you're consuming all those cookies, because I heard that tea does accelerate your metabolism
I'm going to put a disclaimer in here. There's no proof of this, but I am going to say.
Right, yes, yes, absolutely. We like to give a disclaimer. I am not a doctor, so obviously I can't make any promises. But we do have a lot of different things for different teas for different things. So if you're not feeling that well, or if you just need to warm up, or if you're looking for something, like you said, to help speed the metabolism around our cookie and cake eating holidays, we also have, like, guilt-free dessert-type teas. We have teas with chocolate in them, really savory teas. So our selection is great for things like that. Obviously, we can't make any guarantees, but if you come in and you're looking for something specific, we can certainly try to point you in the right direction.
Absolutely, and you did, and because I had a craving for movie theater popcorn the other night, and I was blown away that you guys had, what was it called, movie night?
Yes, exactly. We have movie night popcorn. It's a green tea that actually has popcorn in it and apple pieces.
It tasted so yummy. I was blown away. And then my daughter had a dark chocolate flavored tea, or not, I don't know if it was dark chocolate, but it was a chocolate flavored. And when I sipped out of hers, she let me share. Gosh.
How generous of her.
I felt like I got my fix of chocolate, really, truly. So
yeah.
Instead of having a chocolate bar, I had the tea. So that's how you lose the weight or avoid the gain there.
Yeah, that
is
definitely one way that you can do it.
Hey, you know what? Don't be so worried about your weight. It's the holidays. Enjoy. Indulge. There's always January. You start all over again. But this place is really, really unique and fun and different and delicious. So it's one of my favorite things. I'm glad I found it. I'm giving away, well, actually, David's Tea gave me a bunch of coupons to give away free cups of tea. So if you're interested in joining me for a free cup of tea, you can find me at the David Tea in downtown Naperville pretty much every day of the week. So pop in and try to find me and come in for your free cup of tea. But you got to first go to the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page, post something there, send me a message, or follow us on Twitter, and you get a free delightful cup of David's tea. Hey, Tiffany, thanks for calling into the show. Keep up the good work over there.
Thank you so much for having me. Come visit us downtown Naperville. We also have Chicago locations as well.
Oh, my God. Your corporate office is just going to love you. That's for sure.
Wonderful. Check us out, davidstea.com.
davidstea.com. Tell me real quick, I've been trying to push for this David's Tea location in downtown Naperville, or downtown Chicago on Michigan Avenue, right by the Trib Tower where I work late at night. I would love to grab a David's Tea, but you're not near there, so got to open up more of these places.
We have locations in Wicker Park, Lakeview, Lincoln Park, and we just opened one in Millennium Park, 151 North Michigan at Randolph, so that's probably the closest to you, but petition for more. Let's keep going.
Let's keep going. You know, Tiffany, you're going to win Employee of the Year for this company. That's for sure. What is the number one tea that you guys sell over there? What's
our number one seller right now is called Forever Nuts. It's an herbal tea, so it's caffeine-free, and it has apple, almond, cinnamon, and beetroot. And one of the main draws to it is that it's everything inside of it is edible, so you can eat it after you steep it. You can steep your cup of tea, drink it, and then you can have it as a snack or add it to your oatmeal or do fun stuff like that.
Oh, my God. Sounds delicious. All right. Well, I will see you later today. I'm going to pop in around noon to get my fix,
wonderful,
my David T. fix. Thank you, Tiffany Smith.
Yay. See you then, Dolly.
Manager.
Thanks so much for having us.
You're so welcome. Take care now.
You too.
Happy holidays.
You
Tiffany
too.
Smith, isn't she a doll? Okay. She's at David T. Go in there and say hello to her. And I want you all to go in. I got plenty of these free cups of tea to give out. And go in there and see for yourself why I love this place, davidstea.com. All right, I'm giving away a lot of stuff this month. So if you don't win anything this week, definitely going to be plenty of opportunities next week. Okay, I want to go through my favorite things list, and then we have a special guest. We have a very special guest this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis is in the building. What would Christmas be like without Elvis? All right, real quick, let's go through Dolly's favorite things. Listen, I love talking about myself in the third person. My favorite things this holiday, Le Chocolat. It is a chocolate lover's dream, and I don't go a day without a bite of dark chocolate. That's the truth, and I get my dark chocolate from Le Chocolat. They have a location in downtown Naperville, but they ship all over the world. So if you're not in Naperville, you can go to their website, and they will definitely ship you whatever you like. There's lots of variety there, but the best is this dark chocolate that they have. It's got 70% cacao. Anyway, I'm going to give you the website. It's www.lechocolatdebouchard.com. You might not know how to spell that, So you're going to have to go to my Facebook page, and you can just click on there and get all the information you want there. So Le Chocolat, it's in downtown Naperville. Clark's Car Care. I like this place. The guy, the owner of this place, my friend Matt Weber, I can call him my friend now, he takes good care of my car. And I'm giving away free oil changes to this place. So those of you calling in, you could win a free oil change, or you could win a cup of tea. Oil, tea, what may it be? All right, the other one, another one of my favorite places. Who doesn't like pizza? This Italian gal loves pizza. This place does it old world style, fire burning oven. They do your pastas homemade right there on the spot. It's La Fiamme. Some people want to say Fiamme, but it's Fiamme in Italian. Get that right. They are located in downtown Naperville, and it's one of my favorite Italian restaurants. So it's on my favorite things list. Check out La Fiamme. We're giving away $25 gift cards to only Dolly McCarthy Show listeners. All right, this holiday is all about the bling. You can get the whole list of this on my Facebook page as well, and you'll see where to find these folks. The bling thing in downtown Naperville, it's all about the bling this holiday. You know I love the bling. And they have really, really affordable jewelry there. Great stocking stuffers there. We're giving away $10 gift cards to 20 of my favorite Dolly McCarthy Show listeners. Tokyo Bay is another one of my favorite things. And this is a great place to get gift certificates, folks, these restaurants. Or take your sons and daughters for special times or bring the whole family out. Tokyo Bay has amazing chicken fried rice. Not to mention delicious sushi, but my favorite thing there is the chicken fried rice, and the owner, Ken Ng, makes it the best. So when you go in there, you can ask Ken to make your chicken fried rice. He would be delighted. One of my favorite things. Sullivan Steakhouse, always a regular place for me to hang out. Love Sullivan Steakhouse. The steaks are top-notch, and they do have the Dollytini in the bar area. You have to ask for that, though. It's a secret code. Tell me you want the Dollytini. It's delicious. It has my favorites in there. Pineapple. Who doesn't love a blue pineapple drink? The Colonel's Popcorn. And they have two locations, one in Geneva and in Naperville. And they have this mix of caramel and cheese popcorn that is to die for. It's a holiday tradition at my house. We get the tin. This year I'm getting the Chicago Bears tin. Last year we had the Cubs. So this year we're collecting different teams here. This year it's the Bears, so we're collecting that one. And you can collect these tins. They're adorable, and they're great to give away. I just shipped a smaller tin to my son off at college. On Monday they had a really cheap, because it was Cyber Monday, so we sent out some Colonel's popcorn and to my son there. I mentioned David's Tea, Anderson's Bookstore in downtown Naperville. Oh, my God, who doesn't love a good book? Well, this place, you could go in there. Get a good book. They have wonderful descriptions of books. So if you never heard of the book, you can see the employees. They read the books and they do reviews and descriptions, and it's really useful. And it's just a delightful place to be. There's kids playing in the little play area. They're doing the little Thomas the Tank Engine train area, so they're playing over there. It's kind of quiet in there, too. It's like a library. And you can kind of sneak in and slip between the bookcases. There's chairs there, and you can kind of, you know, read a couple of books or read a few pages of the book or a chapter or two and then buy it. And Anderson Bookstore has 10% off for book club members, which I am. I've been a book club member for 18 years. It's a delightful place to be. That's where I met Oprah Winfrey. She went into Anderson's when she started her book club. Starting to really date myself. That was a while ago. That's another one of my favorite places to go. Great books. I love a good book at Christmas. That makes the best gift for me. Hollywood Palms Theater, movie theater in Naperville, they have an incredible venue. They have this, it's just over the top. You walk in and you feel like you're in Hollywood. They've got this waterfall with a big Hollywood sign. Take a picture in front of it and trick your friends. They'll think you're in Hollywood. They have a great place, and it's only $6 for a movie, and all you can eat popcorn. I took the kids there to see the new Mockingjay movie, and we went there last weekend. It was a great movie. I fell asleep right at the end, so I couldn't tell you how it ended. But those chairs are so relaxing in there. So go and before you go, make sure you have a jolt of caffeine because the chairs are so relaxing. Those busy moms like me, you get in those chairs and you're going to want to take a nap. Maybe get there an hour early. Take your nap and then watch your show. Don't fall asleep. But it's a great place. It's one of my favorite places to go and check out the Hollywood Palms Theater. Okay, iFly has locations in Rosemont and in Naperville. We're giving away some flies. Some flies, they call it. At iFly. It's an indoor skydiving experience, which I did a few weeks ago. I had a blast. My son's coming in from college for Christmas break, and I've already booked his flight. He and a friend are going to do it, too. I'm giving away two flights, so you have a chance to win this month some iFly. And then finally, on my favorite things list for the holidays giveaway would be one of my favorite country vocal bands, music bands or groups is the Henningsons. And they're putting out a new holiday album, Our Family Christmas, that's what it's called. And Clara, Brian, and Aaron will be joining me on the show, not next week, the week after. I can't remember what we booked them for. But the Henningsons are a wonderful country band. And their new CD is out on iTunes, so you could check it out there. I'm going to give you, I don't have the download. They haven't sent it to me yet, but I went on iTunes, and you got to hear this song. I'm just going to play it for you off of my computer here. Hopefully it doesn't sound really too bad, but you got to hear this song. It is an incredible family Christmas album, and it will become a holiday favorite. It already is one of my favorites right off the bat. It's right up there with Tony Bennett's Snowfall. Hey, listen to this a little bit. Oh boy, that was beautiful. Okay, I'm going to give away some a free oil change. I got a caller here, I think. Wait, oops. Did I lose it? Nope, I did. I lost him. But wait, we got to move on. We got, what would Christmas be without Elvis? Every year we listen to Elvis in this house, and one of my favorite, everybody knows Blue Christmas. Well, Elvis has remade Blue Christmas, and you got to hear this. You got to hear this, okay? Here's Elvis's remake of Blue Christmas.
I have a blue Christmas without you, darling. I'll be so blue just thinking about you, darling. Yeah, girl.
I love it. Hey, Elvis is in the house. Good morning, Elvis.
Morning, Dolly. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing fantastic, my friend. It's great to have you back on planet Earth. We've missed you. Are you ready for Christmas?
Oh, my God. Thank you much, honey. Thank you.
Is it true? Elvis is not dead. Elvis is still alive and kicking. And in fact, he's going to be playing next Friday. Aren't you playing next Friday out there?
Yeah, that's right. I'll be shake, rattling, and rolling over at the McHenry Moose, or one of the McHenry Moose clubs over there in Johnsburg, Illinois. Over at it's at Route 31, U.S. Route 31, and Johnsburg Road at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m.
Fantastic! Yeah. And I heard that you're bringing Marilyn Monroe with you. Is that true?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Marilyn Monroe and I hooked up. Everybody thought that, you know, she went to the great beyond, as well as, like you just stated, that a lot of people thought that I wasn't alive. But, no, we'll be out there shake, rattling, and rolling and having a good time. And it's going to be a wonderful thing.
Well, can you give us a little sample? I just played your remake of Blue Christmas. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I heard that, baby.
Elvis, how do you do that? Thank you very much. Do it for me, would you, please?
Well, sure. It was a little like this. Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Dolly.
Oh, my God. Do you know, Elvis, you were my first crush. I was in love with you at the age of I think I was five. And I was.
You had a crush on me when you were 5 years old?
I was. How is that possible? I was so young. Something was going on. Something was.
I just heard you saying something about that. You've been a member of a book club for 18 years. I thought you was just about 18 years old at this point.
Oh, yeah. I started reading in the crib, in the bassinet. Speed reading. Yeah. You're too sweet. You're too kind. Are you trying to fish for a Christmas gift or a Christmas kiss, Elvis, from your
definitely be at the show. Oh, yeah, definitely be at the show. I'll definitely be leaning in your direction when it comes to a Christmas kiss on my cheek or vice versa, baby.
Well, I'm going to be there. In fact, I'm inviting all the Dolly McCarthy Show listeners. And we're giving away, aren't you giving away 2 free tickets to this event?
Well, of course I will, definitely.
I thought you said that you were going to do that. For Dolly McCarthy Show listeners, we've got 2 free tickets to the Elvis Show, the Ronnie B. Elvis Show. All right, we're going to come a little clean. Ronnie B. Elvis.
And Marilyn Monroe as well. That'd be Angela Marie Monroe. She'll be there as well.
Angela Marie Monroe, we're looking forward to it. She's, now, isn't she from Canada? She's flying in for the special performance. So it's a one-of-a-kind.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's from Saskatchewan.
We're bringing Elvis and Marilyn Monroe together, folks, for the first time ever. Have they ever, did you ever perform with Marilyn Monroe ever in your lifetime?
This will be a first. No. This will be a first. This will be a first, Dolly.
We're really pulling this one off really well. We're pulling a over on our listeners. Oh, my God. Well, I'm really excited about the show. What can we expect from the show?
Well, she'll be doing some of her hits out of her feature-length movies. I'll be doing some Christmas songs. She'll be doing some Christmas songs. I'll be doing some of the production numbers from Vegas. I'll be doing some old rockabilly stuff. I love doing that. Everybody's gonna have to just show up and see exactly what we have in store for you. We got a couple little surprises.
Ooh, surprises! We like surprises. Now, does this performance include all the hip action that we've come to expect and love about Elvis? You got all those moves down? You got the moves like Elvis, like that song, Moves Like Jagger?
Like Elvis? What are we talking about, honey? Of course. I got all those moves down right straight from the hips, shooting straight from the hips and the shoulders for you, baby.
I bet the ladies go crazy during your shows. Do they really believe you're Elvis, don't they? Because you are.
There are some that definitely started talking to me as if, like, you know, I was at your show in Vegas back in 19, yada, da, 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 da. You know, and when you did this and you did that, and then I'm going, yeah, all right.
That is too funny. Do you, when you go to the grocery store, when you go out in public, Ronnie B., are you Elvis mm-hmm. all the time? I've had you on the show before, and we've talked about this, but you still... I got a lot of new listeners now. A lot of different internet radio networks are on and CKG. And so they're all new to this. They're just discovering you, probably some of them for the first time, or some of them have known you a long time. So tell
us that's a wonderful thing. Pardon me?
What is it like to be Ronnie B. Elvis out there? Are you
when you were just asking it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, here we go. We got to get in sync here now. Anyhow, when you ask me about going to the grocery store, I can definitely be wearing my Blackhawks hat, you know, and I have that on backwards like all of us good old American boys, you know. And at that particular point, they'll come straight up to me and say, hey, aren't you, and yeah, right, and all this hat. So I don't have to have the old Elvis pompadour hair showing, and I do get stopped in my tracks, and they do ask me a bunch of questions and who I am and where I'm performing and all this and that, you know.
Yeah, and how many years have you been playing, you know, Elvis?
Oh, let me see here now. Now, you don't want me dating myself here, right? I really have to let everybody know.
Quite a few years.
It's been over 20 years, definitely.
I told you there was going to be some tough questions. I warned you, didn't I? You've got to tell me. So when you went to Graceland for the first time, have you ever been there? I'm assuming you have.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
It's probably like an annual trip. Do you dress as Elvis? Do people like freak out and go, "Oh my God, there's Elvis"?
Oh no, there's a lot of fellas. Go ahead. There's a lot of Elvis tribute artists that do, and I play it down. Just because I'm much more comfortable going that route, and nonetheless, you know, again, you know, I can have a ball cap on backwards, and you know, the conversation started rolling.
Why do you think Elvis is so much, quote unquote, alive and popular still in the world, all over the world?
Because of his appeal, the man loved his fans, he loved people from the heart, he sang from the heart, and that's never going to be an emotion that's going to die, you know, with the human race. You love and honesty and being sincere, and I think that was all rolled in one when it came to that gentleman. So I believe that's what's kept his popularity going. Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything? Did you ever meet Elvis yourself?
No, I sure wish I would have.
Really?
Yeah.
But now I discovered Elvis when I was like 5 years old. I probably was listening to his music when I was in the crib. But when did you? What was your first? The first time you ever discovered Elvis? Did you say, "I want to be that guy. I want to be that man"?
You're such a dork.
I am a dork, okay? I am a dork. Let's get in the
dork. No, you're not at all. Well, you're one of the sweetest dorks I've ever come across in my life, if you want to call yourself a dork, you know.
Go ahead, answer the question.
I can actually remember when I was a little guy laying back in the bed, and Ed Sullivan would come on, and I'd have family relatives that'd be over, and they knew that I loved Elvis from the get-go. And the next thing you know, I'm dating myself here, and I don't know if any of the listeners out there know what Dr. Denton pajamas are, but those were the pajamas with the little flap in the back so you could go ahead and run to the John, you know, if you had to. Anyhow, I'd be sleeping, you know, and they'd be shaking me and getting me up saying, "Hey, call Ronnie, look, Elvis is on, right?" I'd be out there, and next thing you know, they had me going ahead and be bopping around the front room, and I was definitely doing my best shake a leg, you know, that I could at
and
the time,
and
everybody
you?
Had a good time with it.
How old were you, Ronnie, at that time? You probably were adorable.
Oh, geez, I don't even remember, you know.
I truly don't. Really?
Oh,
like,
thank you so
much.
Thank you so much, baby.
I was imitating Elvis. I'm fine. Pulled the cord out of the vacuum, pretend that was my mic cord. You know, remember back in the day, they didn't have cordless mics. So Elvis was always whooping around the cord, and he had such a way with that cord.
Yeah, he did.
And so I had the cord action down. And my little brother was the same way. I mean, he got the legs and the hips down. It was hilarious. So, oh my God, it's so cool. Well, you are incredible. When I'm watching you perform Elvis, even though I never met Elvis, I feel like it's the real thing. Your show is a blast, and I'm looking forward to coming next Friday. Let's plug the time and the day and the location. It's for everybody. Everybody's invited to come out.
You bet.
The Ronnie
you bet
B. Elvis
they are.
Show.
Yes, indeed, and I know you love your cookies, so you can definitely count on me giving you a box of your Oreo cookies.
I thought you were going to give me, like, a knock on the head or something, like the Snookies they do on – oh, never mind. Now I'm dating my
No. A kiss on the cheek, not a knock on the head.
A knock on the head. I'm looking forward to a kiss from Elvis. I'm going to be kissed from Elvis. We got to get some mistletoe at this party. Gonna have some it's gonna be a great time. Next Friday, give us the details, Elvis.
Yeah, it'll be again next Friday. It's the Johnsburg Moose Club, and that'll be at the corner of 31 and Johnsburg Road. You can't miss it. They've got these two big banners of Marilyn and myself up there, 10 foot by 4 foot each. You know, right on the corner. and that'd be 8 o'clock. That's in Johnsburg, Illinois. Be 8 p.m. And then actually following up, the day after, we're going to be at the Crystal Lake Bowl in the lounge. That'll be on the 13th, and that's an early show. That's about 3:30, 4 o'clock, something like that is about when we're going to start.
Is Marilyn going to be at that one too?
Yes, she will.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to the shows, and we're going to give away 2 free tickets to each show or just the Friday night show? Sorry.
Just the Friday night show, yeah.
Just the Friday night, folks. 2 free tickets for Friday night show, only here on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Ronnie B., I love you. We love you, Elvis.
I love you too, Dolly Gale. I'm looking forward to seeing you.
And thanks for the remake of Blue. Let me play that one more time. And I love the Blue Suede Shoes remake you made for me too. It's hilarious.
Okay, and please let everybody know that Angela Marie Monroe is going to be on your show on the 11th.
Absolutely. We will be plugging her. She'll be on next Thursday. Got Marilyn
right.
Monroe. All right.
And thank you so much. Thank you so much again. Thank you so much, Dolly, for having me on the show.
Thank you very much, Elvis. I played the wrong one here. We got to save on that one.
Have a blue Christmas without you, darling. I'll be so blue just thinking about you, darling, yeah, girl.
I love that. I'm looking so forward to seeing his show next week. It's a good time. Lots of good songs, and he just blows me away. He does look like Elvis, and he acts like him, and these songs he sends me are hilarious. Okay, I'll be wearing my blue suede shoes next Friday.
Well, it's a 1 for the money, 2 for the show. Here to get ready, go, Dolly, go, while you're dancing with those pretty blue suede shoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue suede shoes. Go, Dolly, go.
It's Christmas time, and you know, we're all about the holidays here this month. We're giving away free gifts to things, and I'm letting you know about fun things happening out there to enjoy activities with your family. We got Mary Poppins this weekend. Yes, it's a jolly holiday with Mary Poppins over at the Paramount Theater. But also, there's another group actually in Naperville, and it's the Community Christian Church, and they're putting on, they have such a great theater department over there. They're putting on a show called Let It Be Christmas, and right now I am joined by the Creative Arts Director at Community Christian Church, Eric Bramlett. Hi, Eric.
Hey, Dolly. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. It's Christmas time. Are you guys ready over there?
Oh, I tell you what, we are ready for Christmas. You know, I love hearing Elvis right before me. We got Elvis. We got the Beatles. You know, it's everything you could possibly want for Christmas. It's a beautiful thing.
So this is all in your Let It Be Christmas show. Tell us what it really is about. So it's obviously a nativity story, right? And how
That's
is it
exactly
told?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what we've done is we tried to tell the story of Christmas, the nativity story, and we tell it through the music of the Beatles. And my brother Alec and I worked on a script, worked on putting together the storyline. Obviously, the storyline comes from the Gospels, but now it's the Gospel according to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. And so we have a great time with the music, and we make sure that the music of the Beatles fits the character as they're expressing, you know, the storyline. And it's and this is the seventh year we've done it, and the show changes every year. We add songs, we kind of mix stuff up, and we just have a great time with both the Beatles catalog and telling the great story of Christmas.
Wow. It's really amazing how your church puts these productions together. You have a lot of talented people there, a lot of talent there. I've seen a lot of your videos as well.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we're really blessed with a lot of our attenders come with arts backgrounds, and we place a high value on the creative arts. And we just have a great time expressing, you know, just our kind of place in this world through music and video and dance. And it definitely comes through in the show every year.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, when are the performances and ticket information, and how can people get tickets?
Absolutely. You can go to communitychristian.org/letitbe. And that would be a great way for you to go. Even if you just get the communitychristian.org, there's a place where you can kind of click to get to Let It Be Christmas. The shows, now, Dolly listeners, they should definitely go see Elvis next week. We do open next Friday, December 12th, but you Dolly listeners should go to see Elvis. But then the following week, the Friday and Saturday, December 19th, we have a show at 7:30. And December 20th, we have two shows, one at 2 p.m. and one at 7:30. And so it's just a great way to bring in the Christmas season and experience it probably in a way that you never have before.
Yeah, and I love that. And I love, you know what, you got to bring in the gospel here like you have. And, you know, and you're bringing the gospel out to the masses. So those of us that, you know, running around shopping and getting all wrapped up in the hustle and bustle of the holiday, this is still very entertaining and a very important message. You do it such a creative way. So
thanks so much, Dolly.
The company there is the Epic Theater Company, is that correct?
That's right, Epic Theater Company. And we do have a Facebook page, so you can keep up to date with you know, everything that's happening here on Facebook through Epic Theater Company, as well as the Community Christian Church homepage and the Facebook page there. So there's definitely lots of ways to keep up to date.
That's fantastic. Well, we are excited. We're looking forward to the production. And you can catch the show Friday, December 12th, 7:30, the 19th at 7:30, Saturday, December 20th at 2, and at 7:30 again as well. And tickets are only, what, 10 bucks, 10 to 20 bucks there?
Yeah, 10 to 20. It's a great value. I mean, you know, it's an amazing show for the price. You just really can't get this kind of show, I think, at that price anywhere else. And we're right here at the Naperville Yellow Box on the corner of Ogden and Rickert in Naperville.
Well, I expect it to be a great show because, Eric, you and your brother Alec are hilarious and so creative. Like I said, the YouTube channels or YouTube videos on your YouTube channel are hilarious and great messages. So keep up the good work.
Thank
Can't
you.
Wait to see the show. Thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dolly. Have a good Christmas.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Alrighty. Well, that was Let It Be Christmas. That was the name of the show. I forgot to mention it again. Let It Be Christmas at the Community Christian Church in Naperville. And check out communitychristian.org for tickets. It's a great show. Hey, speaking of shows, you all know I've talked about this guy on my show before, and I'm so glad he's finally on the Dolly McCarthy Show. He's the funniest man in Chicago, if not the entire universe. I mean, he could say it like five words, and I'm cracking up. It's pretty pathetic. I don't know what it is. Not pathetic. It's insane. But it's funny how easy he can make me laugh, this guy. He cracks me up. I think he kind of reminds me of my uncles, my cousins, and my brothers all rolled into one, like the best of them, the funniest parts of them. I just love them. Mike Toomey, you can find him on WGN in the morning, the WGN morning show, and Mike Toomey is on there, but he also travels all over the Chicagoland area with his funny, hilarious, belly-aching, hurting my side laughter and humor, and I'm so glad to have him on the show. Hey, Mike.
You know, actually, the comedy that I go for is to be a conglomerate of your relatives. So you really hit the nail on the head with that, Belly. I'm trying to be like, you know, like that's what I'm going for. And I didn't think you would notice, but thank you.
And I think a part of it, too, is you're up there and you're just, it's so natural. I mean, you're up there and I'm sometimes you pause and I think, what is he going to say now? He can't possibly come back with something funny. That's just, you know, when someone shouts out something or just something, some topic, you just keep going on and on and on. I don't know how you do it. Your brain is just wired so amazingly.
Thank you. I mean, that's what makes it fun. But, like, when you see a comedian on stage take a pause and you say, I wonder what he's going to say, what he's probably thinking is, I wonder what I'm going to say. You know, sometimes it's so in the moment, and that's when it's the most fun because, like, comedy is a lot of prepared material. It's what you work hard on to write and develop. But then when you have those in the moment times where, you know, you can just respond to something that's happening then and there, it's what keeps us engaged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Do you, so Mike, how many shows do you do a year? You're all over the place. You got a show coming up, in fact.
Yes. And we'll get, thank you for bringing that up. I probably do, you know, I work every week, at least on Friday and Saturday for the most part. And then every once in a while during the week as well, because I have to get up pretty early in the morning for my other job. But the show this week is at Ravinia, and it's at the indoor theater. A lot of people don't know there's an indoor theater there. It's the it's a 450-seat theater on the property, and we're doing the show there. Saturday night is my Christmas special, which is loaded with holiday fun and music and comedy sketches. Our mutual friend Jeff Hoover will be joining me. All kinds of fun holiday stuff planned.
Jeff is one of the producers of the WGN Morning News. He is hilarious.
And you know, and for people who watch the show, yeah, you do. You see him all the time as he and I do the Eddie and Jobo characters together. Jeff does Wink Winkle. He does the, you know, the running characters like the pirate and, you know, all kinds of just really Cletus, Hognut, a lot of fun characters that Jeff does. We'll be incorporating some of that into the show, but it's just looking for a lot of holiday fun. And we're looking for a lot of audience participation. So bring your ugliest Christmas sweater and plan on being called up on stage. We have gifts. It's all kinds of fun stuff.
I see your ugly sweater in this ad here for the Ravinia. Oh, it's not such a bad sweater. It's not bad.
Well, that one wasn't supposed to be ugly, so thanks. Thanks a lot. That was my intentionally good one.
Well, I can't wait to see you. I'm not going to be able to make this Saturday show, unfortunately, but in the very, very near future, I got on the calendar to get to one of these shows. That's a must. I was on an airplane not too long ago, and I was talking to this lady. This is how much I talk about you. Isn't this crazy? People will start to think I'm obsessed with Mike Toomey. You know what? I'm obsessed with laughter and having fun, and Mike is all about that. And you just, if you've never seen a Mike Toomey show, you've got to go see it. And this Saturday, he's out and about, but if you missed the Saturday, go to his – you got a website, Mike? I'm sure you do, right?
Go to mike-toomey.com. You can get me on Facebook. You can get me on Twitter. I have another website, miketoomeytv.com, which is a different show that I do. So there's all different kinds of ways of finding me online. And by the way, Dolly, I'm hiring you for public relations because that was a really nice there.
Well, you know what? You don't have to hire me, but I don't think you can afford me. I really don't think. So you might as well.
Probably not.
Kept it where it is. I'm teasing you. But I was on an airplane, and I was talking about you to this woman, and this lady next to me, you know, she's like, oh, Mike Toomey. I have to, you know, she's writing down, I have to go check him out. I need a good laugh. And then there's a lady next to me on the other side of me. She's, I know Mike Toomey. So pretty soon we have the whole airplane talking about Mike Toomey. And then they play some videos on the screen. We played some Mike Toomey. I'm just teasing you. I love you, Mike. You are hilarious. Like I said, folks, you know what? I got a little taste of them, but you have to see the show. And I would recommend wearing your Depends to the show.
when you were talking about me on the plane, did the pilot come on? Particularly, I don't care for him. But if you look over to the left, wait, you'll see the Grand Canyon, something like that. I really don't think he's all that terrific. Look over to the other side of the plane. We'll see.
We had a good time. We had a good laugh. But you continue to crack everybody up in Chicago. It's family friendly too, folks. That's another good thing about Mike Timmy. There's no swearing.
PG-13. Let's say PG-13.
PG maybe 17. I don't know. There's this one bit that you've done that I have to tell everybody, because I just is amazing how many candy bars you remember and talk about. It's just one bit. I don't know if you're doing this weekend show, but I can't remember how you brought that up, Mike.
An adventure on a Greyhound bus that the driver wouldn't stop talking, and in the process he rattled off a few more Halloween candies than people would have really wanted him to.
Oh, that's right. Now it's coming back to me. Oh, my God. That was – I'm not going to give it away, but that was hilarious. I love when you do that bit. I saw it twice. You do it every time, but when I first saw Mike, I was with my friends at GN, Marcelo Raymond, and my friend Jen, and we were at the Roundhouse in Aurora, and I was dying. And then I saw you at a charity event, and you did that, and the people were on the floor. I mean, people were in tears. You're just too funny. I don't know. You know, God bless you. You got a great gift, and you bring a lot of laughter to everybody. It's your gift of humor and laughter. That's a great gift to give away. I'm going to add that to Dolly's favorite things. I have a list of 12 of my favorite things, and I'm going to add a lucky 13, and that would be going to see Mike Toomey. So get your significant other, your honey, your kids, your family, and go see a Mike Toomey show and have a good laugh this holiday.
Well, thank you. And there are tickets still available at the Bennett Gordon Hall at Ravinia. Go to Ravinia.org. Ravinia.org, yeah. And their tickets are available there.
Awesome. Bring your ugly sweaters or wear your ugly sweaters.
And be ready to play with us on stage.
Sounds like a great time. Tickets are only like $10 too.
$10 tickets. And there's a dinner package as well, which is a little bit more, but good food there.
All right. All right, Mike. Well, thanks for stopping by. Come again, would you?
Happy to.
All right, happy holidays to you, Mike. I know you're just getting off work from the early show at WGN, and so I appreciate you stopping in. All right.
Happy to do that, Dolly. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye to me, everybody. My God, he's too funny. All right, here we're going to play, I promise you, this holiday song. I'm going to play it right now. The Hennings. Oh, no, I already played that one. We got that already. We got that covered. Hey, everybody. It is the end of the show. We're near the end, nearby. We just had such a jam-packed show today. I want to do a shout-out to Love and Money. Scott D. Sherry from Love and Money for my theme song. I'm coming up with all these creative, funny tunes along the way. So Love and Money, they are going to be playing at Potter's this month. Check Potter's in downtown Naperville for times and dates exactly there. I should have done that myself, but I ran out of time here this morning. There's so much coming at you. I hope you enjoyed my favorite things. I'll repeat those in every show, and I'll post them on Facebook. I'm sorry. Here again. I forgot. I had no time to get to your calls, but I am going to be giving away lots of free oil changes, free cups of tea. I've got gift certificates to Sullivan's, the Colonel's, a Blink thing, Yame, and it goes on. And I fly in Naperville, but indoor flying, like you're jumping out of an airplane. That's the experience you get from that. I did that a couple weeks ago. It was a blast. So lots of fun giveaways. And so make sure you're on the Dolly McCarthy Show Facebook page and Twitter for your chance to win. And calling in next week. Next week, we're going to have Chris Cagle, big country singer. He's in town for a concert. Marilyn Monroe will be here next week. Angela, Marilyn Monroe, I should say. And lots of other fun things this month coming your way on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, listening to the show, and happy holidays, everybody. Thanks for listening. And on this note, we end the show. Be good to each other, stay positive, and be good to everybody. And please do follow the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and on Twitter, or like it on Facebook, follow on Twitter. And thanks again for listening, everybody. Happy holidays.
I did a glorious die, right as a morning in my, I feel like I could fly.
Now, bird, none of your larking about.
Have you ever seen the grass so green, or a bluer sky? Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes your heart so light.
You haven't changed a bit, have you?
When the day is gray and ordinary, Mary makes the sun shine bright.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her. The daffodils are smiling at the dove. When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I said hello. I feel nice, a sugar is fine.